ביאנדף סמך דלת עמד א', אמר רב טובי בקיסנה, אמר שמור, תויסווין איגרס מרד על הרוסה, ואין קויסווין איגרס מרד על שמרס יובם. As the Shmuel said, that there's a difference between an Aruse that does not want to become a Nesue, then you write an Igeres Meret, and we do the procedure that it says in the Mishnah. You start deducting from a Ksube. Ben Kaisven Igeres Meret al Shemeres Yavam. A Shemeres Yavam that does not want to become this Yabim, you don't write an Igeres Meret. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akashe from a Baraise, Achas li Arusa unesua, afilo nide, afilo choylo, afilo Shemeres Yavam. So the Baraise says that a Shemeres Yavam, there's also a din of Ksivas Igeres Meret. So how does this stem with Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, Loi kashe. Kan she tova hu. It matters who the Teveya is. The Baraisa that says that Kois v'nigeres merdal shemeres yovom is speaking about that he's Teveya de shemeres yovom, that she should become this Yabim. Kan shetova hi. And here it is speaking about shetova hi, that she was Teveya the Yobam, that she wants to become the Siyabam. The Omar of Tachlife Baravimi Omar Shmu, Tova hu, if the Yobam is Teveya, he wants to make Yibum Niskokin Loi. So then we're Niskak this Tviya, and if she's not cooperative, we write an Igeres Meret. Tovahi, if she was Teveya the Yavam, ain't Niskokin Loi. So we're not Niskak to Samemele. That is Pshat in the member of Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about Tovahi. And the Barais is speaking about Tovahu. So first the Gemara asks, Hai Kaisvin, if Shmuel, Bamaya Kimta Lohode Shmuel, Bishetovahi, Shmuel is speaking about Shetovahi, so the Loshen of Shmuel is Shver, Hai Kaisvin Igeres Mered Al Aruse, you write an Igeres Mered an Aruse, that means she's the Meredes. Le Arusa mi boile. If it's speaking about Tovo he, so we write an Igeres Mered for an Aruse, not Al Aruse. So the Gemara says, Ho loy kashe, tni le Aruse. Okay, that's the Chugirse. We write an Igeres Meret for an Arusa. But now the Gemara says, now let's start understanding the halacha that Shmuel had said. Maishna Shemeres Yavam Deloi. Why a Shemeres Yavam, he holds, you do not write an Igeres Meret. Domrinen lo zil. Loi mifkedis. There's no Chiyuv of Piyya Verivya on you. So Memele, you can't further from him to be metapel with you. You're not Metsuvim Piyya Verivya. Frek de Gemora Arusa Nami Neime Lo Zil Lo Mifkides. So by Arusa, so if that is a Taine, that is no chiyuv to write an Igeres Meret because he's not being meineya from her one of the necessities that one needs through Ishus. You're not mitzuvim piri verivye. So memele and arusa also, you shouldn't write an Igeres Meret for her Nami neimelo, zilai mifkedis. Elo, so you'll tell me that you're right. By an aruse, we're not speaking about that she's toiveya nisuin because of the mitzvah of Pirya v'Rivya. Elo bebo machmas taine. Da omro beina chutro le yodo umoro le kvure. She's coming with a different taine. She's an aruse. She can't get married to anyone. You're not interested in making the suin, but she needs a child that should be metapol with her when she'll get old. She needs a child that will be oisik bikvurosa. And memele, so these are schusei issues that a woman is deserving to have, and you made erisin with her. Now you tie her hands, and you're not coming up with nisuin. So she can mourn from him. You're being meineya, the schusei issues I possess. So the Gemara says, Ochinami shemeres yovim bebo machmas taine. So if that is the case, so what is pshat and Shmuel? So if she's coming bebo machmas taine, so lemaise, the yovim is being ma'agin her also, that she cannot have this chutro le yodon, the moral le kvura. So that is not a good teretz. Elo idi v'idi shetovahu. So we'll say a different teretz. Sai the Beraise, Sai Shmuel is speaking about tovahu. V'loi kashe, there's no kashe, kan lach loit. Shmuel, v'kan liyabim. The Beraise is speaking about if he is Teiveya Chalitze, and Shmuel is speaking about if he is Teiveya Yibu. The Omar Rav Pdos Omar Rav Yechanin, Tova Lach Loit Niskokin Loit. If he wants Chalitze, so then Niskokin Loit to write in Igeres Mered if she doesn't want to cooperate. Toveliyabim ain't his cooking loy, but if he wants to be miyabim her, and she doesn't want, we do not write a nigeris merit. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan had said. So that'll be pshat in the stira between the Beraise and Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about toveliyabim. The Beraise is speaking about tovelachlitz. So now the Gemara says, but let's understand this halacha gufa. Maishno liyabim deloy. Why in its tova liyabim, and she doesn't want, so Rabbi Yechanan said, you don't write any geres merit. Damrinen lei, zil v'nosiv itza achiti. One have a wife, she's not interested. So, marry someone else. It would seem and perhaps we'll see this more clear in Taisvis also. I mean, Shaina Maises, the Zil Venosev Itzachite, I mean, he has a mitzvah, Yevoma Yavoyaleon, and you tell him, Zil, it would seem, als his mitzvah, this Bechlano in Yinavigeres merit. Igeres Mered, which we have in our Mishnah, is there are certain schusei issues, what a wife deserves, what a husband deserves, and that's, and if not, we take away. Aksub is also from the schusei issues to ensure issues. We deduct from the ksuba, we're moisev on the ksuba. These are issues, the kinyonim. There are frumin yonim of, there's a mitzvah of yevama yovila, that's nice, that's a nice inyan, but to a geris mered, it seems, has no shaykhis with these inyonim. A geris mered is that, you're taking because of you, I can't have schusei issues which a person is entitled to. You're being ma'agin me. So the Gemara says, so now let's understand. Maishno liyabim deloy. That means you have problems. There's no problem. She doesn't want to marry you. So fine. So marry someone else. So there's no inyan of she's being meineya from you. Ischus. So the Gemara says, so bezoi, and that's pshat in Shmuel, or that's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, is lach leitznami, neimale, zil venose, vitzachite. So by chalitza also, let's tell him, what's your problem? You want chalitza she doesn't want, so, you'll marry someone else. Elodoma. So what is pshat by chalitza? Given dagida b like a yovli achite. No, he told me to marry someone else. It's not easy to marry someone else. There is some sort of a kesha between a yevome and the yovom. And kolzman this kesha is kayim. It seems I'm not on the market to marry another woman. Another woman doesn't want to have to marry someone with a yevome that's mu'ugit. So the Gemara says, so we're back by Yibum Mosok, even the Agida be like a Yovli Achite. So again, so what is the difference between Yibum and Chalitze? That means Be'etzim out the Tvi of Chalitze, the whole Tvi is because Leyovli it's Achite. So Mamela, so she's being Meinea for me, Schusei Ishus, which I'm entitled to have. So by Yibum, it's also the same thing. If she's not Maskim, so she's Meinea for me, Schusei Ishus. So the Gemara says, Elo, Idi ve'idi, a third Kimte, Shetova liyabin. He's Toiveya her for Yibum. Veloikashe kan kemishne rishayne kan kemishne achayne. This nan we learned a mishnah in Bechayres mitzvahs yibum kaidemes la mitzvahs chalitze. Barishayne shayem miskavnem leshum mitzvah. Seem this mishnah is going according to Abishol. Abishol holds that the Eishes Och that becomes mutter by Yibum, the Yisrael Shesoch that becomes mutter by Yibum is dafke if they're mechaven l'shem mitzvah. The mitzvah is matter. If they're mechaven l'shem noi, l'shem other in yonim, so the Yisrael Shesoch remains. It's korav liyeh sablad mamza. So the Mishnah says as follows. Mitzvahs yibum kaidemes le mitzvahs chalitze. In chshivis hadvorim, mitzvahs yibum is more choshev than mitzvahs chalitze. But this was only barishayne, shayim iskabnim l'shum mitzvah. So then there was a kiyum of mitzvahs yibum. Achshav she'ein miskabnim l'shum mitzvah. But now, after the Yeridus Adoyres, we're not mechavim l'shem mitzvah, is omru mitzvahs chalitze kaidemes l'mitzvahs yibum. So that is pshat, this is the baraisa that says that niskokim loy by Hashem Eres Yovim is going according to the Mishnah Rishayne and his Tevei yibum. She's not cooperative. And Shmuel is going according to the Mishnah Achreine. And weiter, she's Teveya Yibum, and she's not cooperative, but he doesn't have a right to be Teveya Yibum, since we're not Miskaven L'Shem Mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. So first the Gemara wanted to say that there's a difference. That the Barais is speaking about Shetovahu, that he was Teveyahar Vehimayredes, and she's Amayredes. And Shmuel is speaking about Tovahi, that she was Teveya him, v'hu moiret. Ein niskokin lo, lichtev lo igeres meret, lohoisev al ksuboso. Lekamon masik, so tstova hi, Sein is kokel a licht of loy geres mered, lo hais of al ksubos, lo kam a masik perushe ve ozel, why not? Vishim de loy mifke da apirye ve rivye. So the Gemara had asked, if it's speaking about tova hi, if Shmuel is speaking about tova hi, so why do you say, tois when he geres mered, al arus, la arus mi boile, because when he geres, al abal, the geres is on the bal, for the arus. So the Gemara says, so that so by an arus, it's also the same thing. So why is kais from the geres mered larusa? So the Gemara says it's speaking about Boba Taina, and she wants chutchal yod. Right, and yisheli ben she yachzik biyodi bezeknusi beeshoin olav. Ubiyoy maisi yikbereni. So the Gemara said, so if it's a bobetaini, there's no difference between a rus and a shemeres yavam. So then the Gemara wanted to say, with a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a difference between tova, that is speaking about tova who. Tova lach loitz vihi einei reitze elo lehis yabem niskokim loy lichta vigeres mered oleho. And he's talking loy, if he's any miscavin, which he meets with. Which a Mishnah Achoin, if I'm reading a lazil nose bachit. So he told marry someone else. Let us see Taisvis. Tova lach loitz, nis kokin loy. So this was the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said there's a difference if he was Teveya Chalitza or Yibum. Perish per contras, v'hi eino roitze elo lehis yabin. That means whatever he wants, she doesn't want. So then, l'chair, we have to say the other way around. V'chein tova liyabin, perish v'hi eino roitze elo lachlin. V'teima the Maika Porich liyabim nami. So the Gemara asked, if that's what it's speaking about, whatever he wants, she doesn't want, but she's masking to the other Indian. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why by tova lach loitz? So the din is by the nigeres mered, because he tainis that because she ogo to me. No one will give me an ishim. Liabim nami, kiven dagi debe, so the Gemara says, by yibim also, kiven dagi debe, loyovale itzachite, viachlitzlo. So what's his taine? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says that by yibim you should also write an igeres merit. Because since she's not maskim to Yibum, so he can't marry someone else. That's the Gemara's kasha. In fact, if it's speaking about that she's maskim to the other Seder, she's maskim to Chalitzes, v'yachlitzlo, so let him give her Chalitzes. V'yashloimah, so Taisvah says, she'nei reitze lachlitz, shloyitztach liten ksube. That's not a nitz, it's too expensive. That means, even though the ksub is a menichse by law rishon, but he yashened it already. So now, chalitze is not a nitz. I'm not bechuyiv to spend money. I'd prefer yibum, so I'd marry her. But she doesn't want. So now I'm in a pickle. I don't have a nitz what to do. So I didn't get his merit. That's how Taisus wants to answer Rashi. V'oid yesh loima, maybe you could say different pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Tova lachloitz, the case when it was tova lachloitz, where there is niskokin loy, vihi ein neroitze loy lachloitz for leila yabim. She doesn't want anything. Vechein tova liyabe. Also she doesn't want anything. Vechein od the koma kan shetova hi. Also the same thing. Buene reitze loy lach loyz for loy liyab. He also, he doesn't want to do anything. So that's how Taisus wants to say pshat the Gemara. The ein lahak shoyz im kain my porich shemeres yovam nami bebo machmas tainem. Now, if everything is speaking about that he does not want to cooperate at all, so the Gemara. So let's go back to the first Mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara said that Tova he. So the Gemara asked, "What is the difference between a Shemeres Yovam and an Arusa? If you tell me a Shemeres Yovam." She doesn't have a tviya because she's not mifkida piya verivya. Narus also doesn't have a tviya. If you'll tell me Narus has a tviya of chutchal yodam, so Shemeres Yovam also has a tviya of chutchal yodam. So the Gemara was unable to figure out what the difference is between Arus and Shemeres Yovam. So Taisvus asks, is my Porish Shemeres Yovam Nami Bebo Machmas Tainem? So why can she be Toiveyem? My Irye Bebo Machmas Tainem? If it's speaking about he doesn't want to do anything, Afilo Einabo Nami Tikshalei Midisnan Bahacholitz Choizren Eitzel Godel. First you go down the list of the Achim. And if everyone refuses to do anything, is chayzren eitzel gadol va'omrim loy alecha hamitzvah oy knois oy pter. Become a bigmore the chayzren eitzel gadol. Watch out, we come back to the gadol. The mechfaye. So we see that there's a seder to go to the gadol. Alecha mitzvah, oi chaloitz, oi yabe, oi knois, oi pteo. Alme betovi nami kaifino lei, afilu einei bo machmas taine. Eises, so Taisvus as a Gemara in Yevomis. The Gemara in Yevomis says that if he doesn't want, there's a din kaifin loi. Olecha mitzvah. So Memele, so Taisvus is asking, if it is speaking about he doesn't want to do anything, that's Taisvus Akimta. So why does the Gemara have to ask that you should write in Igeres Mered, because it's Bo Machmas Taine. You don't need Bo Machmas Taine. He doesn't want to do anything. The Gemara says, we come over to Muitam, Olecha Mitzvah. Oichai Loitz, Oyabe. The Ikala Meima. So Taisvah says, the Kaifina Lei, Avalein is Kokin, Liktach Allah, Vigeres Mered, Lohisav Al Ksubos. So Dachsmeir, this is the Sfora we had mentioned before. This is what Taisvah is saying. These are two different things. The Gemara in Yevomis says there's a kfiyah of Olecha Mitzvah. And perhaps for all practical purposes, just like Kaifan Aisai Lase Suke Lita Lulav, Olecha Mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. There's a din Kaifin Olei. But in Igeres Mered is only written when one is meineya from the others, chusei ishus. Your ishus is meineya from me, is chusei ishus. So that is only applicable if she's taiveya from him, החותך ליודו, מור לקבורה. אינמי, משום דהיגופה איקה לפרושי בבו מחמסטיינה, כך נוקט למפרח מהייטיימה. Aces Tysus had asked, why did the Gemara have to ask Akasha if it's Bo Machmastaine should also write any Geras Merit, bring a raya from the Mishneh, Chayzren Eitzel Godel. So there's no proof that that Mishneh Gufe is not speaking about a Bo Machmastaine. Maybe the holding Kvi is only when she's a Bo Machmastaine. Let's not differentiate between kviya, it could be kviya, nigeres merit will be the same, whenever there's a kviya, there's a geres merit. But it's only speaking about when it's a bo machmas taine. So memela, you can't ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that chayzren eitzel godel for kviya, and who are the nigeres merit. Could be, it's speaking about bo machmas taine. So the Gemara says, bo machmas taine. Why don't you write an Igeres Mered on him? So, the Gemara asked Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said that Tova lach loitz niskokin loy. Tova liyabim einis kokin loy. And the Gemara started explaining, why is Tova lach loitz? Why is Tova liyabim einis kokin loy? Because we tell him zilva nosavitz achite. So mele Tova lach loitz is also the same thing. That was the Gemara's kash. Be'im toima. Imilse de Rabbi Yochanan lefi mishna achroine kedemashne pashta de milse. If we will say that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the mishna achroine, im kain, mai porech liyabim nami kiven dagide bei lo yovle yitzachite, so the Gemara said, why by tova lachlit? Don't we tell him? Get married to someone else because he comes up with a teretz. I can't get married to someone else. Kima dagid de beila yovle yitzachite. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so tova liyabim is also the same thing. Bo liyabim lenucho lochei foiso. Lefi mishna achayne. So what's if Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara asked Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, in the pashtus it would seem, Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Achreine. It was after the Mishnah Achreine already. So Memele, so what's the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? What's the difference between Tova Lachlitz and Tova Liyabim? Poshe, you can't be Tova Liyabim because not Miskav Melasis Mitzvah. So what's the Kasha? Because of you, they won't give me an Isha Achine. So what do you want from her? You can't be Teveya for Yibum. You have a problem. You can't be Teveya for Yibum because, according to Mishnah Achine, we don't make Yibum. V'ilach loitz. So if you're coming with a Taina, fine. So, I understand we can't make Yibum, so, but I can't get married because of you, so make Chalitz. But he's not talking about that. That's the case. Tova Lachloitz is Niskokin Loit. Tova Liyabim is Ein Niskokin Loit. So Tova Liyabim means he doesn't want to give Chalitz. So, Umay shayich lechayfa ledovo she'enay teveyahu. So what should be kayfaha? He doesn't want chalitza, and what he does want, we can't be kayfaha, because we're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah. So what is pshat? How did the Gemara understand Rabbi Yochanan? V'yeshloima also Tosfos answers, the Mikor is al-kedaitach, milse der Rabbi Yochanan lefi Mishnah Rishayin. The Gemara understood that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Rishayin. Mishnah Rishayin is mitzvah yibam as kedemis la mitzvah chalitza. So the Gemara is, according to the Mishnah Rishayin, that afilu liyabim, Nami nuchal lechayfa. Fakert, it's mitzvahs yibum kedemes la mitzvahs chalitze. So memele, so that was the kashes, is niskokin loy. Why not? That was the most kash. Ula besoif. Now later, when the Gemara feels ois pshat in Shmuel, and the Beraisa, that Shmuel is going according to the Mishnah Achoine, Ula besoif the Mishani kan ke Mishnah Rishoine kan ke Mishnah Achoine. Now, Milsed Rabbi Yochanan Ami lefi Mishnah Achoine, Niskokin lachloitz vein niskokin liyabim. Now we know a different Mishan Rabbi Yochanan. Now we understand Rabbi Yochanan kipshutoi. Tova lachloitz niskokin loy. Tova liyabim ain't niskokin loy because b'nat mechab l'shem mitzvah. V'hu adin. So mamele, so the pilpul and the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan was when the Gemara was under the impression that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Rishayne. So mamele, so the Gemara didn't understand why Tova liyab main is talking like. After we come to the conclusion that Shmuel is going according to the Mishnah Achoine, and that's why Tova liyabim ain't is talking like, that's why in case when the geres mered al shemeres yavim. So Mel Rabbi Yechon is also speaking about according to the Mishnah Achoine. V'hu adin. So Taisva says, so now that we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan, and that seems that's what Rashi said also, Rashi is going on Rabbi Yochanan, ain't this cocking life, Hashem is kavan, Hashem mitzvah, Mishnah Chayne. Amuina leizil, nosiv achiti. So Taisva says, v'hu adin, da akati avamotzi lishnui, so just like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan differentiated between, Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Achrein. And Rabbi Yochanan differentiated between Tova Lachloitz and Tova Liyabe. So we could have said that, we didn't have to say that the Breis is going according to the Mishnah Rishayne and Shmuel is going according to the Mishnah Achrein. No, da kavti avamotzi lishnuye, we could have said kan lachlitz, kan liyabim, the same terrors we said before. Ke Rav Yochanan, vidi vidi lefi mishnah achoine. So we could have gone back to the old terrors. The Gemara didn't understand Rav Yochanan. What's the difference between liyabim and lachlitz? Just like lachlitz is, he's coming with a tiny kivin dagida be like kayov li achite, so yibum. The more asked yibum is also kivin dagida be, so we have a teretz, I'm going according to the Mishnah Achoine. Al denechele luk mitavayuk shetova liyabum. The Gemara wanted to say that Shmuel and the Baraisa both are speaking about tova liyabum. Why? The dumya darusa ktoni, because the baraisa is comparing shemeres yovim to arusa. Shmuel is saying they are not similar. So, but we're talking about what the tviya by narusa is. By narusa, the tviya is he wants to make nisuin. So, mustoma by shemeres yovim, he also wants to make nisuin. The dumya darusa ktoni she tevei alichnais vehi meredes. Rabbeinu Tam. Uktsas koshe. So now Taisu says, shtikul kashe. What do we say? The havamin of the Gemara was, that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Rishayne. That's why we didn't understand why Tovu L'Yabim, why is it Ein Iskokela, according to the Mishnah Rishayne. He can say, Kivin Dagida Bi L'Yavi L'Yitze. So what's wrong with Tovu L'Yabim? That was the Gemara's Kash. How did the Gemara understand Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Mishnah Rishayne? Adarabe. Lefi Mishnah Rishayne, Ipche Mistavre. According to the Mishnah Rishayne, so it's mitzvah liyabim. The Ike mitzvah is liyabim. So Mamela is Ibche Mistabe. So it should have said, Li Yabim Niskokim Loi. Lach Loitz Ein Niskokim Loi. So the din should have been Punkt Verkehrt. Tavu Li Yabim. So Verkehrt, that's the Ike Mitzvah. He wants to be Mekayim the Ike Mitzvah. So it should be Niskokim Loi. Tavu Lach Loitz. That's... He doesn't want to do the mitzvah. So why is it niskokin? He doesn't want to do the ike mitzvah. V'yeshloime da'afilu l'fi mishne rishayne. So Taisva says, it's not kefela. The second kasha he asking, why is it niskokin loy lach loy? Mishum debididei toli rachmone. Even though is mitzvahs yibum kaidemes l'mitzvahs chalitza, but a person has the choice, if he doesn't want to make Yibum, doesn't have to make Yibum. Dibididei tola rachmona im layach peitzeish kidam rinem ba'achoylitz. So memele, so tovo lachlitz niskoknele is no kash, even though mitzvah is even kedemis, but he has a right to want to make chalitza. Avol liyabem sal kedaitoch shein meisren oiso liyabem al kocho. But for Yibum, good, he has a mitzvah, the mitzvah Yibum Kedemes, but if she doesn't want, she's not mechuyiv to become his wife, al kocha. That's what the Gemara understood. That's what the Gemara understood. That's the difference between Yibum and Chalitza. So the Gemara just asked Akasha, so, by chalitza, I mean, by chalitza, let us say she can marry someone else, or by yibum, because of her, she's ma'aget him, given the gidol, the gudoloi. Inami yesh loimau, to understand the havamin of the Gemara, tova af lach loitz. Niskokin loy. Tova liyabim davke ein niskokin loy. Dachs metaisvus means to say like this. That tova lachloitz means af lachloitz. That means that, he's asking one of the two. If you wanna make Yibum, they said a problem, it seemed that, Why should we listen to his tviya if he's not, doesn't want to do the mitzvah ketikunai? Mitzvah yibum kedemes. So tova lachleitz means af lachleitz. He's asking one of the two. Niskokin loy, tova liyam davke, ein niskokin loy. He wants davke yibum, so then ein niskokin loy because he can't force her to become his wife. V'dinei chalitza v'yibum perish bekuntres ba'achoylitz. Gabi ho de maisi hosa masnisen de b'chayres. The Gemara in Achoylitz brings down this Mishnah b'chayres, the Mishnah achoyne, Mishnah rishoyne v'achoyne, the maisi hoche. V'oma ravalo. After we have this Mishnah, so Rav says, the ain kaifin. We're not kaifin. Upeirish bekuntres. What does Rav mean to say in koifen? So Rashi says pshat as follows. Da filu le mishna achoine. Filu according to the mishna achoine that mitzvahs chalitze kaidemes le mitzvah sibul. Because we're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. The mitzvah slitzes them is ein koifen oisoi lach loitz eiche de nichel le tavai lev yumi. If both of them want to make yibum, so then we're not koifen lach loitz. The name of, well, we the havmin, we should be koifets, the name of tavai yulav le mitzvah mechavni, we'll say both of them are not mechavan l'shem mitzvah upoga be'elve. But no. Eli Yiboy Miyabib. If he wants to make Yibum, let him make Yibum. Aval gav the mitzvahs chalitza kaidemis. If he wants to make, no. That means we cannot make a halacha psukim mitzvahs yibum kaidemis because we're speaking to a different types of people. How can we say mitzvahs yibum kaidemis? Maybe it'll be miyabim l'shem loy. But if these two want to be miyabim, it'll be aleim b'roche. Miyu. So that's one thing. So Rav says, ein koifin, so Rashi l'mshad, ein koifin, if they both want yibum. Miyu. Heiched de iyu tzovi uboi li yibumi. But what is if he wants yibum? Ve'ihi omro loy be'ino loy. I don't want him. I don't want to get married to him. Ve'omro dvorim nikorim. And she gives a substantial reason why she doesn't want him. So Trashi has a, imatzinen latuye, if we could fool him. And Rashi says in Yibomis, what do you mean you fool him? You tell him, you know, if you'll make chalitza, we'll give you $10,000. He says, yeah, and he makes chalitza, and then we fooled him. We're not going to give you $10,000. We have no intentions of giving you. She doesn't want yibum. It's matina lay. Lay matina letuye. What if we can't fool him? We can't pull the wool over his eyes. So then, if he doesn't understand that language, is kaifina leilachleit. So then, we force him to for chalitza. She doesn't want him. She gave dvorim nikorim. The Omar Rav Sheish pekama di yibum. So Rashi brings a few rayas to this yisod. Raya number one, the Rav Sheish said minay li yibum shenoflof neimukeshchin. She doesn't want to become nisyabim to the mukeshchin, so we listen to her. So we see if she doesn't want, you can't force her to be nisyabim. It seems you force him to give chalitza. So Rashi v'loiteime mukeshchin davke. You say no, I'm mukeshchin. No. No, elakola masla shetitin lidvore. Every and any legitimate reason she'll give why she does not want yibum will force him to give chalitza. And Rashi says, I bring another guy. The snan ba madir maise betzidoin bebursi shemais. In Sidoin there was a bursi, there was a tanner that died. Vuloi ach bursi. And he died without children, and the Yavam was also a bursi. Va'amru chachomim yechayle hi shetoyma lachicha hayisi yechayle lekabel. V'lechayne yechayle lekabel. So there the Gemara says, a bursi does not have a nice odor. And she's complaining that she doesn't want to be nisyabim from this yovam, who is a bursi. So they ask her a pertinent question, please, all of a sudden you became a mafunik, your husband was also a bursi. No, my husband, I was able to be soivul. Him, I can't be soivul. And it seems from the Gemara that she has a taina, and you force him to give chalitza. It's raya number two. That you force to give chalitza if she's giving a legitimate reason why she does not want to be nishyabim. Raya number three. Vehilchese agemore kaisvin igeres mered alarusa. Vein kaisvin igeres mered al shemeres yavam. Now we had an argument that if the Yavam wants to make Yibum and she doesn't want, in kaisvin igeres mered al shemeres yavam. So Rashi says, Mikol ani taimi. So therefore I brought you three rayas. We force him, if she doesn't want to be in the Shabbat to him, we force him to make chalitza, b'shot looks to boss. V'chol hani ein koifin dehocha, so Rashi saying, l'maisa, there's a din of koifin, with koifin lachloitz. That what the Gemara says in Yevomis, that Rav said, ein koifin, here it's been about something else. If both want to make yibum, so then you can't kaifa to make chalitza with frum mechashboines that maybe don't be mechav l'shem mitzvah. That's a taich ein kaifa. But the minute she doesn't want yibum, you force him to give chalitza. Ad kam l'shayne. V'oimari, so now the ri is choylik an Rashi. The ma'ashe hevi mimukeshchina mibulsi, that you koyfe him to give chalitze, ein araya. The davke mukeshchina bulsi, da hava mahanach de koyfe noise loitze, tushtel. That means if a person, if a husband will become a mukeshchina, or he'll become a bulsi, so you can force him to give her a get. Bezen forces him. So we see this is something that we're mafkia ishus. This is a mum that she can be teveya get. So memela, so Rashi brought a raya, and chais minoiso, by a bulsi, by mukeshrin, 100%. That's 100% right. If he has such a mum, you're 100% right. But Rashi says, which he doesn't want to become this Yabim, Rashi just brought these as rayas. So Rashi is speaking about a fulu, he's not a mukeshchin or a bursi. She doesn't want him. You also force him to give chalitza. That you can't prove for mukeshchin or bursi. Rashi brought a third raya from Agamor. Agamor says that what if he wants a yibum and she doesn't want? She don't write any geres mered lav raya. Let's see the loshon abach on the bottom. Dim kein ledvoro. Afilu beloya masla havon olameima de koifen. So then, if Rashi is stelling zu ein kais v'nigeres mered on her, to a din of kaifen on him, now the din of ein kais v'nigeres mered means a fellow without a masl, she doesn't want yibum, without giving a legitimate reason why. The hosom ein kais v'nafilu beloya masl, mishum de mitzvah chalitza kedemes. Mitzvah chalitzus kedemus l'mitzvah yibum, so you can't force her to make yibum, not because there's a chasaron in him. Ve'imkein. So memela, so that's the loche. You can't, since mitzvah chalitzus kedemus, you can't be manisha, you can't cancel her to be menake from her ksube if mitzvah chalitzus kedemus, she doesn't want yibum. Now, if Rashi is medame, and kaisvin igeres mered, too, you can force him. Vim kein lidvorav afilu beloya masla havelo lemeima de kaifin. So it comes out according to Rashi. Vim kein lidvorav afilu beloya masla havelo lemeima de kaifin. Va'adarabe. Yesh loichiach mishom da ein koifen. That you don't, you're not koifen. The ibak fiu. If you can force him to give chalitza, is lomalei lemeima da ein koifen igeres merit? So why do you have to say, we won't cancel her? Adifa mine havalei lemeima, the koifen oise lachlois. So weißt du, ich bin abkäuferlach, like the way Rashi says. Vom Rinne nami beschmeiten tove li yabeim ein niskokin loy. Maschme niskokin loy lichtoi vi geres meret. That's all. Adarab, according to Rashi, niskokin lo vi kafina loy. Olohochi nire leri. So therefore, the Ri is Chaylik on Rashi. The Rav Ayri Bechol Inyan. The Vadai Bechol Inyan Ein Koifen. There's no Din Koifen. What? There's no Din Koifen. She wants, he wants. There's no Din Ein Koifen. There's no Din Koifen. We're not Koifen him to give Chalitza. Va'af leperish rabbeinu tam, the meforish to oma rav, ein koifen koya mishna rishayne. The ein koifen liyabim, the rav is going according to the mishna rishayne, and ein koifen means ein koifen liyabim, afopisha mitzvahs yibum kaidemis. Aye, what is rav telling us, ein koifen, mechayre, it's past history, we're after the mishna rishayne already. V'nav kemine bizman hazeh, heiche sheyadu alonu shemiskavnin lemitzvah. Kegoyin oison sheboim lachlois. Both of them want chalitza. The oison vaday ein miskavnim loy lishum noy v'loy lishum ishus fakert. He wants to give chalitza. So fakert, there did be a svore to say, according to the Mishnah Rishayne, so fakert, these people, who want to make chalitza, these people we should force to make yibum. They'll do it l'shem shemayim. Avol, and that Rav said in koif. Avol heiche, de loy borulon shemiskavnim lemitzvah. If that's a taich ein koifin. When we know the miskavne l'shem mitzvah, aval heiche de loy borulon shemiskavne l'mitzvah. So then is koifen b'mili umachikin oisom in hayibu de kaimulon kabishol k'may sheperashnu b'yevomis is v'gam l'peirushoi. So then we try to convince them not to make yibum, but there's no din kviya b'maise to force them to give chalitz. V'gam l'perushoi im tova liyabeim loikafino leilachloitz alamatim leimeino chafeitzo avlimeine roitze loy liyabeim v'loy lachloitz. He wants to make her an agunesis. Vaxas pech tegen die gefeitze oise, wo in der reutze leule am leilach leitz nire de kaife. Then it's kaife. Let us see the Gemara further. We had in the Mishnah, machloikis, the amount that is deducted from her ksube, the amount we are moisif on his ksube. The Tanakama held, we work with Dindrin, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Tripikin. We deduct 7 Dindrin according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Yudah, we deduct 7 Tripikin. We're moisif according to the Tanakama, if he's a moired, 3 Dindrin, according to Rabbi Yudah, we're moisif, 3 Tripikin. Zog de Gemara. Admos ayu poiches, ye, mai trepikin, oma rav sheishes istere. A trepik is an istere. Vekamo istere, And how much is an istere? Palge de zuze. Zogt Rashi, istere sela medine, palge de zuze, zuz zuri. Shuhu sheish mo kesef. He says, a zuz zuri is 6 mo kesef, nimse treipik shloisha mois. Tanya nami hochi, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, shloisha treipikin. So it comes out that one treipik is 3 mo. Tanya nami hochi, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, shloisha treipikin, shehem teisha moi. If he's a moirit, so you give her, with moisef and the ksube, 3 treipikin, which is 9 more. Now, what is the cheshbon of 9 more? Mo vachatzi l'chol yoim. For the 6 day he's moired 7 days. We'll see, but for the 6 days that he's moired, we give her a this mo vachatzi. Omale, that's pshat. So it's, Omale, Rabchia bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Maishna ihu diyavinale de Shabbos. If she's a Meiredes, so then we deduct from her ksube 7 dinrin, or 7 tripikon, and it seems the 7 is for each day of the week that she's a meiredes, so we deduct a dinro or a treipik. El maishna ihi de leyevina lo de Shabbos. But if he's a meired, so we only give her for 6 days. For Shabbos, we don't give her. So the Gemara answers as follows. Ihi de mifches kapoches. If she's a meiredes, so the knas is we deduct from her ksube. Now, he's going to gain, so she's a meiredes on Shabbos, so we'll take off another dinner or another treipik from her ksube. Loi merzi kischar Shabbos. It doesn't look like schar Shabbos because he's not getting, he's just gaining, because you're deducting from aksube. So gaining that eventually have to pay a smaller aksube, that's not called schar Shabbos. Loi merzi kischar Shabbos. Ihu de oisufi kamois, de oisufi kamoisvi. Is merzi kischar Shabbos. This looks like schar Shabbos. That means that he's paying her each day that he's a moired. He's adding on to the ksube. So that looks like schar Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mo vachatzi leyoim l'sheish shemei hamais umishabes leyavina lo kedom alakam. So the Gemara asks, "Maishno ihu diyavina ley the Shabbos k'shehi meredes olav d'shivet treipik and treipik leyoim." So we're deducting a treipik for the yom Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Kischar Shabbos k'moishem mistaker b'Shabbos." It looks like that you're making money in Shabbos. Gzeirim ishomekech omemker eschiris. That means if you'll be gaining money in Shabbos, even though this is alts knas, but gzeirim ishomekech omemker eschiris. Let us see Teisvis. Merzik ischar Shabbos. Vim taima. Vek Teisvis vaschar Shabbos al yedei avlo muta. Schar Shabbos hayedei avlo zmuta. That means he's giving her, the Mishnah says, what he gives her for a week. So Mamele is giving her a week's knas. So they have laws muta. Kilamrinim beperek kazov. Im hoya sachir Shabbos, sachir chaydesh, sachir shona. Noisnin lo is char Shabbos. So we give schar Shabbos because it's being paid by havlo. V'yeshloima dohocha osa mishum delay havi kemoy havlo. This is not similar to havlo. Dei meisifin lachol Shabbos yachat. We don't pay the week he was a moirid. You don't pay for the whole Shabbos. Elamasha ila bechol yoyim v'yoyim. That means there's no rate of a week of Merida. Each day that he's a Merida, he pays a certain amount. Shim yispayis hayoyim elamocha b'emtza ha-shibu'e. Eim itztarfen kol yemei ha-shibu'e zeim zeh. He says the whole knas is the yomim that he's a Merida, and these yomim, he has to pay a knas, so memela. So it's a cheshbon of yomim. It's not a there is so faket. The cheshbon is each day he's a moirid. He has to pay a certain knas. The Mishnah speaks kad how much it comes out a week. If he was a moirid the whole week, but al kaponim, it's not a week's. It's not there's no inyan of a week's merida. Merida is a daily affair. And for this daily affair, that's how the knas is. A mamela for pay Shabbos, it's chas Shabbos. Omar le rabchia ba Yosef le Shmuel, ma bein moired le moiredes. Now, if lecher the gemara is going now, if we learn that moired is going about tashmish, so we see there's a chilek in the knas that we cancel her and we cancel him. Her we cancel a dinner a day, and him we don't cancel a dinner a day. I mean, it's 7 dinner a week, and then and him it's 3 dinner a week. Ma bein meirin le meiredis. Oma lei. Tzeye le mad mishuk shel zaynis. Mi seicher es mi. Amiridiki Gemara, let us see Rashi. Ma bein moirid l'meredes. Ma ishnok shohu moirid, eini noisna lachatsi treipik l'chol yoy. L'shehi moiredes, noisenes treipik. Mi seicher es mi, avi oima ha'ish seicher es ha'isha. Shma mi no tzar oi merube, that he is more tzar than her, he's suffering from her meride. More than she is suffering from his merida. Even though there is a din of tavla meisev tanduma la meisev armela, but I'll kapon him from it seems the menias hatashmish, he's suffering more. Dover acher, zayitzra mi bachutz, vzayitzra mi befnim. Zotrashi, vyitzra mi bachutz, kishuya iniker mizgane. So Memele, so there's not only besides the Tzar, that means because of her Meride, he's Mizgane. Because of his Meride, she is not Mizgane. Let us just see the next Mishnah. Hamashre es ishtoi al yedei sholish. A person is taking care of the Tzolche Suda of his wife. He's not, either she eats someplace else, and he has a sholish and a apotropis that's taking care of her tzolche achila. So lo yifre, but he has nothing to do with her. He said, she lo yifre slo mishnei kabin chitin. So for a week he should give her, if he's giving her chitim, 2 kabin, oy me'abo kabin soyrim. Or 4 kabin of soyrim. Omer Rabbi Yosi loy posuk lo soyrim el Rabbi Shmuel sheyesomuch le'edoyim. Zad Rashi says we'll see in the Gemara. V'noisein lo, and also, so that is the chitim, that's mistama for pas. The nice and law, but she needs some loya lechem levada yichyadam. We have to, you can't just live on bread and water. The nice and law, chatsi kav kidney is, the chatsi luk shemen, the kav groigris, groigris are dried out figs, oimone de vele, or the weight. Kav is kav is the dried out figs they used to sell. By the amount, not the weight. Imone dvele, dvele is pressed figs that they used to sell by weight. Vim ein loy, what is if he doesn't have these fruits? These fruits are not available. Paisik lomos on peres mimokimach. Vinois ein lo mito mapets umachzeles. Let us see Rashi. Amash osishtai de sholish, noisalom is a neser beveis apetrupis. The einom is galgelesima. They're not together one the other. He just takes care of her. Tzolche yachila. Amashre hamache. Vayiche lohem keiro metagamin in sherusa. That means that they took care of their tzolche yachila. For a week, he has to give her two kabin. These are sold by weight. Mafitz rach mimachzeles. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. V'noisein lo kipo l'roisho. Tzif echot, he gets for her a new tichel, mishone leshone. That means each year he is to buy her a new tichel. Kipo lereisha. Vachagoyer lemosneo. Uminolayim and shoes, mimoyed lemoyed. Aminolayim koi, Rashi says, minolayim chadoshim lechol shloisha regolim. Each yontev, he has to buy her a new pair of shoes. V'keilim shel chamishim zuz mishona l'shona. He has to buy her clothing each year, new clothing, for chamishim zuz. V'einoisnim lo loy chadoshim b'moy sachamo v'loy shchokim b'moy sakshomet. Now, the clothing, when it was brand new, it was warmer, and as she progressed wearing it, by the next season it got rubbed out, so it wasn't so warm. So he doesn't give her the new clothing, doesn't buy for her in the summer, because this is fakir, this is an avla. So he bought her heavy clothing. Ellen and or ice kirib in the clothing in the winter. Ellen ice and lokel mshachmishim zuz b'maysak shomim. He buys new clothing before the winter season. B'miskase b'bloisayin b'maysak hamet. And in the summer when they rub that a little bit, so they're not so warm. So she wears them now in the summer also the blois. V'hashchokim. Now, next year, before next winter, he buys a new wardrobe for Chamishim Zuz. Now, what's with the Oiske Ribbene Begodim from last year? Vashchokim Shalom. Noisin lo mo kesef litzercho. Vaychelis imoi mi leile Shabbos le leile Shabbos. And, but Leili Shabbos, that's very Echeles Imoy. Vim ein noisin lo mo kesef, letzeucho maisi yodeo shalom. We'll see in Rashi, this means maisa maisi yodeo. Umahi oisei loy, what does she have to do for him? Mishkel chomesh sloim shesi bi Yehuda. That means she has to make each week the weight of Chomesh Shloim, of Chutei Shesi, B'Yehudeh, Shein Eser Shloim B'Golu, That means the weights in Yehuda and Golol, the weight in Yehuda was double the amount of the weight in Golol. Oy mishkel eser sloim orev v'Yehuda, shein esrim sloim v'Golol. That means in the spinning process, there's a different twist. The way they spun the chutei ha-shesi and the way they spun the chutei ha-orev. So memele, and it was more difficult to spin chutei shesi. So therefore, if she's making chutei orev, so the amount of thread she has to produce is double the amount of chutei shesi. Vim hoisa meinika, what if she was nursing? So memele, so the work, the maisi odel will interfere with the nursing, that will take away the cholov, is peichsin lo mi maisi odel, so then we deduct from a maisi odel, or maisi from la almazaini sel, and we add on, she should have more to eat, she's nursing. Bamedva mamurim, boni shebi yisrael, avu mechubed akel lefi kvoidoi. Now, let us see Rashi. Chadoshim, new clothing is koshim lo bimaisa chama, lefi sheim chamim. They're warm, viyofim lo bimaisa kshomim. Anais lakelim chadoshim shechamishim zuz bimaisa kshomim. Vashchokim shelo. Av kshayikna lo chadoshim, when he gives her new begodim for the next year, he's giving her new wardrobe, but the rubbed out clothing from the previous year belongs to him. What will she do with it? That they do eat together. Shasi koshel itvoisoi kaflayim kishal orev. It's more difficult to spin chutei shasi mechutei orev. Mishko sheyehude kaflayim kishal golov.